Okay, we're Sifyat Aleph. We pretty much finished Sif Aleph, which took us 2 weeks. I'd like to review and elaborate on the second half of Sifyat Aleph. As we learned over the last couple of weeks, this siman talks about a woman who appears to be unfaithful to her husband. The first part of the sif talked about a saita, somebody who had kini and stira. We dealt with that originally. It was relatively simple. The second half of sif aleph and the long arichos is much more challenging. It's the sugya of eidei kiyur. Now, eidei kiyur, sadly, is a sugya that's noig bizman, that unfortunately is negeh bizman hazeh. It's a situation where a man suspects his wife of being not faithful to him. Obviously, there would be clear witnesses, clear testimony with Ashtay Eidim, it would be easy. And we have a stira in two yesaidais, two sugyas actually, in Shas, which are hard to reconcile. One is the Gemara that says in Ksubis and Kiddushin, that in Eisr Malayichud, if there's not a site that we don't answer, even if people are a man or woman are miyachin together, and Ein Dovah Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim, and that you need solid edus to answer a woman in these types of situations. And the Sugyan Yefamis that talks about Isser for Eidei Kiyur. Eidei Kiyur are Eidim that something improper happened. We had a number of examples on the bottom of the first column of the first page of Siman Yud Aleph. Nichnas Sachra Matzah Medes Me'alamita. They walk in, they're in the room, and the woman is getting up. V'leveshes Mechnasayim. So that's a pretty serious Eidei Kiyur. She's getting out of bed and getting dressed. They're putting on her undergarments. Chigeres Azura. Or Matsuraik Lamaila Meha Kilo, which I wasn't sure exactly what that meant. Eiro Mokim Aminolim Hafuchim. They see the shoes kicked off right by the bed. It means a man and a woman. Those three examples are the worst of the examples, and they come from Shas Bavli. The Mechaber passed like the Yerushalmi too. They're walking out of a dark room. I'm kissing. They went into room and locked the door. So these are called Eidei Kiyur. And what we learned last week is that there's a spread. Major difference between the Mechaber Shita and the Rama Shita as to what the sugi of Eidei Kiyur is. Eidei Kiyur means there's something going on that's wrong. And to review, the Mechaber said that the sugi is talking about asking her to the boil, to Mnechshad, not the husband. The husband, Ein Eisrim Ala Yichud. We don't ask her to our husband. If they want to stay together, they can stay together. The whole sugya is talking about if they get divorced and she wants to marry the man that she was miyachid with. So that's a little, it's easier to understand as far as resolving the contradiction. It's still a chiddush that they stay married. Rama said, Yeshaimrim, that the Gemara is talking about asking her on the Baal as well. We said you need two things. You need Eidei Kiyur plus a Koel in order to answer her. If the husband wants to divorce her just based on Eidei Kiyur alone, he divorces her, she still asks her to the Nechshad, to the Bayom. So this was the sugya. I just reminded, not a pleasant memory, but of this situation that this happened. A man came home from a business trip, and the children told him that there was a man in the house the night before. And he looked at the video surveillance video, and it was a very, he wasn't a plumber coming in, a very
Exactly.
And it turns out that his wife actually met this man at a bar and brought him home. And brought him home for the evening. And the woman says, Chas v'shalom, man, well, you know, you just came, you know, we got acquainted, so he came home. He slept over already. So the husband was beside himself, and so what do you do? That's Eidei Kiyor. That's exactly a case of Eidei Kiyor. And so the question is, how you go about dealing with this type of situation. So, the what?
The kids were there. There was no
need. The kids were in their bedroom. The two of them didn't go into a bedroom with the kids. You understand?
Okay.
Well,
this is with the husband's faithful. What happens in the case with the husband?
Let's talk about what we're learning about other cases. We'll talk about it. Trying to change the topic.
Do you like to stay with him?
So let me say that according to the Mechaber, there's nothing to talk about. According to the Mechaber, there's no Einoiser Mala Yichud. Even if they will be Yichud together, we don't ask a woman to a husband. If they want to stay together, then we don't ask her. However, according to the Mechaber, if doesn't want to stay together, she does become also to the Nechshad, which in this particular case wasn't so much of an issue, but she does become also to the Nechshad. It's not an issue la'alacha. If they want to stay married, they can stay married. You know, he says, my wife has a problem. You go to a therapist, and then she wants to stay married. Maybe we knew she was mizana, they'd be us to each other. But, you know, especially in the case of their children in the house, and people want to make it work. Yeah. So, we said last week that you need witnesses. That was one of... Okay, so good. So, what I want to say generally, and Bishu was talking about it, is I mentioned last week that it's incredible how the tshuvah svarim bend over backwards to be matir. Now, you understand, in many cases, the husband and the wife are just not interested in continuing. But where they are interested, it's incredible how far it goes that the paiskim... they make it very difficult to aser isha al baila. And last week I read to you Rabbi Kivager's tshuva, mitzvadik test, where there were witnesses. The husband was away, and at night they were in the house. Someone went to the door, and she held the door shut that he shouldn't be able to come in. And there were a bunch of such circumstantial evidence. And Rabbi Kivager said a number of things, including that they didn't have a dinaidis, the people that that was saying testimony in whatever the case was, and not to ask her. Rabbi Kiva Eger also said something else very important. Rabbi Kiva Eger said the Mechaber brought the Eidei Kiyor of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is much more serious than a videotape of them walking into the house together. Yerushalmi said, they walked into the room, and he and her are there, and she's getting out of a bed and getting dressed. And that's a whole different level of Eidei Kiyor. That was Yerushalmi. The Bavli added, they go into a room, and they lock the door, they go into a dark room. Rabbi Kivager said that the Mechaber Shita, we asked her on the Nechshad, that's all these cases of Kiyor. But the Ramah Shita, the Ramah is going from Taisvis, from Rashi and the Shiltis, it was Machlokes de Rashi and Taisis. It's going from Rashi. Rashi is only going on the Bavli's cases, on the cases where it's a much more serious type of Eidei Kiyor, where Yichud alone ain't Eisim Ala Yichud. It's an Aveira to do Yichud, but we don't ask a woman to a husband on Yichud. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger sort of bent over backwards to be Matir. And he said this chiddush that the Ramah is going only on the serious Eidei Kiyor along with other chiddushim, and Lamaisa he was matir, and this is a general flow of the paiskim.
In the case where she coming out dressed, we have need two eidim.
So we're going to see if Pashi need two eidim. Yeah. It's going to say you need two Eidim, but even Zesh Shalai Bifnezeh, even if one happened on Sunday, one on Monday, then it's Star, but you need two Eidim.
This whole thing we say that, it said that's with the texting. It doesn't mean anything always.
Yes, so the texting, you mean if text it says the Farish was nus, that's the Shah. Okay, so we'll talk about it. But now, number two, Chiddush number two, I mentioned the very last minutes of Shir last week, where a man knew that the woman was Mizana. He knew full well she was Mizana. How did he know? In one of the cases, it was him. He was Mizana when Eish HaSish, and lady did Shuvah. And the funny thing, I don't know, I call it funny, but the strange thing about it is he married this woman's daughter, Nochtetzi, and then he asked the Rabbi Yehuda if he has to tell his father-in-law that he's also to his wife, which probably would not have done a lot for Shalom Bayis. And Rabbi Yehuda incredibly said, Kavod Abrius is Deicha Dereisa, B'Shev Al Tasei, and you could stay home and don't say anything. It's Kavod Abrius, it could be a scandal. Of course, give me a scandal. Every case a woman's mizana, her husband be a scandal. So, is ever a case that's not covered up? It's like, you know, Yehuda said, don't tell. And then he declared, is that called Sheval Tasa? The man who's not telling is Sheval Tasa. But the Avera is the husband living with his wife, which is an Avera B'kom Vaseh. So, Yehuda was unsure if that's called Sheval Tasa, because the person who knows is sitting by. Or is it Kumba say because the Daraisa, it's Mr. Daraisa to be by his wife when she's Mizana? It's not very Rabbi Kumba say. So Nabi Yehuda was titled in the Machlekes Rishayim by Shatnez. A man sees someone with Shatnez. And he's supposed to rip it off at Philip Bishuk. A man knows he's wearing Shatnez. He has to take it off even in the street. So the question is, Kavod Abrius. So it's a Machlekes, I think the Russian, the Rajba. If you rip it off, he said, the Nabi said, that's the Machlaikas. The one on Kavod Abrius not ripping it off, he's Sheval Tasa. The one doing the Aveira, wearing Shatnez, is called Kumbaseh, even though right now it's on him already, but since Levisha Shatnez, Kumbaseh, is that called Kavod Abrius that I won't rip it off of him? By me, it's Sheval Tasa. Do I say him, it's a Kumbaseh, and I have to rip it off of him? So Machlaikas Rishayim. If you just said it's Tully's episode. Two men not related, Gedalim and Frum, and Shem Shabbos.
That's very limited.
Baruch Hashem, yeah.
It's true. Not comparable to
exactly comparable. The Bolton is the lav. We're not talking about letting up a Mizana again. We're talking about living with her husband. So the Baal being Baal is an Isalav. And Shatnez is in Esalav, exactly. The eyes of Halacha, they're identical. So Lamaisi said not to tell. I mentioned there's a Tshuva in the Rav Palim. It was Aleph Aleph, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Aleph, and Avezer. He also says not to tell. So again, you have a tremendous Chiddush that. First of all, the first chiddush that Eidei Kiyar, we don't ask us until a wife b'chlal, even terrible Eidei Kiyar. We don't ask her without a kail that accompanies it, which is also rare, or like the mechaber, we never ask her. And then number two, that you don't have to tell. These are the two coolest of last week.
So the wife doesn't have to tell her.
They pale by the cool I'm about to tell you. Yeah.
The wife doesn't have to tell her.
The wife doesn't have to tell the husband. Why is it the wife tells her husband? So she's not nemenes. Why? We say shema ina not nabacher. She wants out of the marriage. And why is she telling him? So there's no shavya nasha in a case where it's with this case. That's the last sugyan.
In Shabbos case, the person who knows the Shabbos has the key to tell the person wearing it.
Right, so that's exactly the Machlek Rishayim. By him and Sheval Tasa, the Aveir is Kumba Seh. Same exact thing. That's Kavod Abrius. So Shad is also Kavod Abrius. We're not talking that it's the outer coat, we're talking that it's his pants or something. You know. So I want to tell you an absolutely incredible chiddush of the Ramah later, all the way to the back of Ibn Ezra and Kufayin Chesiv Tes. We know we don't trust. A woman says, "I was mizana." We say, "Shemayna nasta ba'acher." A man says, "My wife was mizana." So we're not chayshish shemayna nasta ba'acher, because if he wants, he can give her a get. If he doesn't want that in a marriage, he gives her a get. So we're not chayshish. Comes along the Ramah in Kufayin Chesiv Tes. So the Shulchan Aruch says what it says in the Gemara. If an Eid Echad says in Sa'd that the woman was Mizana, v'ishe sekes, and she doesn't deny it, im hu neman be'einav, v'taiti semechas alav kishnayim, yoitzi, v'yite ksuva, he starts to give a ksuva, if he trusts him, he has to give a ksuva, im lamu teresla. Okay? Rabba. Yeshayman. B'zman hazeh, sheyesh chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, shaloi legarish isha bar karcha. Bizman hazeh, a man is also stuck in a marriage. He can't give a woman a get against her will by Ashkenazim, because we have a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom that you can't give a get to a wife against her will. So Zokta Rama, Einay nema lemer shema amina o shema amin ledivrei ha'ed. Even if she tells him I was mizana and he believes her, or an Eid Echad says and he believes the Eid Echad, he's not neman. The chashin on Sheva ein of Nosan ba'acheres, v'omer shemamina afo pishein ha'imamin. You hear this? Nowadays, the man should be exactly like the woman. He can't give a get bar karcha. So a chashin shema ein of Nosan ba'acheres. V'adim b'chol mokaim, sholo yuchol legarish b'lay da'asa ish. Anytime we have the option of giving a get. V'yeshayim the kaifin o'isa yu mishamishima. Exactly how this is done, but we force him to live with her. That's enough of the chiddush. But wait, he says more. Afilo amra ba'atzma tmeyani lach. The wife tells the husband, "I was mizana." The chazra v'nosna masla devarah. Now she wants to get out of what she said. The same thing. Who I did? The same thing. He doesn't speak out again, but he says that he's not neman. He can't say I believe her. She told him. And he's saying, I believe her. Also that. So here you have a case, an extreme case, where she said it, she wants to back out now, and he's saying, I believe her, and in Kozeh, we don't force them to get divorced. If they both want to get divorced, which is probably usually the case, it's a different story. But otherwise, we don't ask the Isha Labayla. These are the chidushim here in the in this din, and it all comes out to be a very in these rare cases where there's suspicion of znus and they want to stay together. Usually it's for the children or because a woman she's gone for therapy, she wants to do better. In these cases, there's a lot of room to be mekel, to be matter of Yishol Tavai.
If a wife knows that she was Messiah Tafas Fala, granted that the husband doesn't have to, how is she allowed to live with him?
I don't know the answer to that, because the Lashon is Kaifenaisa, and they live together. So it's a very difficult question. If Api Halacha, she's mutter to him, and she knows the truth, she knows she's being over in Aveira, how exactly the Kaifanasa works. I don't know. We wondered about this, and
they don't have
to try to convince her to give her a get. Women have a way of doing that, you know. You know, if she wants to get, she'll find a way to get the get, you know. It's like
you say, for the children, they live together, separate bedrooms.
If they're Asa, then they're Asa B'Yichud. If they're Mutter, then they can be a one bedroom. Okay, this is the list of kulas. Now, there's another suggested kula, which is tremendously controversial. I don't think it's used by mainstream paiskim, but if I can allow to use the word, the fringe paiskim perhaps use it. And this I mentioned back in Simon Dalit. There is someone who wants to suggest that if the tashmish, if the znus, when an ashes ish, happen with a condom, which is very often the case, that it doesn't aser a woman to a husband. Why? We have a general klal in halacha that anything that shalai kederech is not included in the kavana satira. Shalai kederech achila. If somebody wraps treifis in a piece of paper and swallows it, so it's not aser. There's no issur derais. It's called shalai kederech achila. Shalai kederech hanah. The Gemara discusses certain types of hanah. Shalai kederech bia. It talks about other types of bias, which sometimes the Torah is marav and sometimes not. If you do a mitzvah shalai kederech, if somebody eats matzah chilagasa, or someone shakes a lulav and holds it upside down, or someone does malacha on Shabbos with a shinoi, it's not ivory. You could do every malacha in the book, in the Torah. You could do every malacha, you do it with a shinoi, whatever constitutes a shinoi. But the klal gadol in the Torah is that the Torah talks about things done in a normal way. The Torah talks about normalcy. Mitzvah's done normally, Averis done.
Why is it fringe?
So let me finish. So the question is, what about a bia with a condom? So they point to a Ramah and Simen Chav. The Ramah and Simen Chav says, his words are, call bia that you're not chayiv misa, it's not machayiv misa to an eshes ish, doesn't aser her on her husband. Those other words, it bothers the Ramah. Darki Maishi says, why does the Torah bring the rules of chayiv misa? In the Torah, he brings which things are chayiv misa. He says, of a ben tes, it's by eshes ish, it's not chayiv misa. Well, who cares chayiv misa? What's going to do with anything? So the Ramah is a mahalach that anything that's not chayav misa is not also a baila. And memela, once you have an exception for isa misa, then the name of Simen Chaf is Ezebiya Chayav Habal Erva. When is there a chayav, whether it's Malkus or misa, depending on the case? So Ramos understands that it's brought to this cloud. If you chayav misa, then there's a then there's an issel abayla, and if not, not.
What about to the bayla?
What?
Still an issel to the bayla?
Is there still an issel? So if he's not also to the bayla, if she doesn't become also to the bayla, you don't really become also to the bayla. It's there is a kasuk shem shasur la bayla, sur la bayla. But if the bayla chooses to be megarisha based on edekir, even though you're not Aser, there's still an Issa Drabbanah, which was in Sif Aleph and Yud Aleph. It said if he chose to be Megarishar, she's Aser Labayel, but that's a Drabbanah. If they had children, then we don't ask to the Bayel. Let me tell you. I'll tell you where to look if you want to see who they are. There are those who want a taina that the condom case is should be included. There should be no issa misa, and therefore there should be no iser alabal. If you have two witnesses, that's it. Yeah, let's say so. Whatever constitutes edim on the actual bia. Whatever, that's what they're talking about. You have witnesses of Yichud L'Shem Bia, we pass the Yichud L'Shem Bia is also Eidei Bia.
Is it considered Bia? Maybe it's not considered Bia either.
So that's the issue. The issue is, if that constitutes Bia, what? Because just like eating, swallowing something wrapped is not the Chila.
So, Mishmesh, but Mishmesh is also the same thing?
No, because the Maisa Bia is the same. The Maisa is pushed back further in our body. Mm-hmm. That affects pregnancy. It doesn't affect the Maisa Bia. But here, the Maisa Bia itself is different because it's in a condom.
Well, it's not Chayav Karis? The one who goes...
That's the Taina. The Taina is a Shalei Kederach Bia. And just like Shalei Kederach Achila, Shalei Kederach Hanah, all of these things. So Rav Vadya and Yabia Aimer, and jot down the Marabok, and he brings the Mekilim on this. He's very, very upset with the idea. He says it could be a Patam Misa, but it doesn't pati you from It's not matter the Baal. And like I said, I call the French Paiskim, and he brings the names of what a Paiskim. I don't know who they are. They're not the ones that we're so familiar with. And this is the Tumul. A part of the Tumul is that it comes from Megillas Esther, actually. Because we know Esther became Asa Labal because of the Bia of a guy. Yet, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Daf Gimel and Beis and Ksuv is that the Zirmasu is called Zirmasus and Zirmasam and Ziramta, Sus and Ziramtam, that a guy is not Machai Misa. Eshizim is not a guy, is not Chai Misa, Rabbeinu Tam says. And yet Esther became Asura to her husband. So she became Asura to her husband even when there is no Chiyamisa. So the Meretz Chiyas is this kasha, and cited Avchavav, he is this kasha on this klal. So he says that his answer is that the Gemara means to exclude types of Bia, not types of people. Types of Bia, like a Bia of a Pachas Ben Tes, it's not the Gavra who's Pachas Ben Tes. Gavra, Pachas Ben Yod, and Pachas Ben Tes is the same. But it means a type of Bia. And if so, then the common case would be included. So I mean this just to be sort of mashlim the inyan. In and of itself, the condom heter is not a heter. It could be when there are other kulis that other sveik things to be mitzdarif that such a svara would be mitzdarif.
You're saying that the goy, when we have
shlita,
is not
chayim misa. That's Rabbi Natam Shita, yeah. Beinu Tam had a maisa with a guy that was mizana with the Eishes Ish, and later was megayer and wanted to marry her. She became a surah labal, kasher avaditi avaditi, that we know. And that's like for sure, Esther. Esther, we pass like Esther Malka, that's for sure. So kasher avaditi avaditi, she's also to the baal. Now, he was megayer, so Beinu Tam was matir. Beinu Tam said that Bias Goy is no Chiyah Misa, and even though to the Baal she's unfaithful, she's Asura, but Afal Pikein, there's no, she's not Asa to the Nibal.
So sometimes
we know
there's no
Chiyah
Vayavar. That's
the
way
it
work.
There's no Yar Vayavar also. But the Meister, Beinu Tam, he's a Meister. He paskin that Yizgayer is Mutter. It sounds like in Taisus it was a Meister Haya. Takachinta Rabbeinu Tam. What? Nisgayer is the Baal from before. So what you're saying, the Rush brings Rabbeinu Tam. He says it's too much of a Vilna Chiddush. He says it's too much. But I pass like Rabbeinu Tam, V'lam mitamei. He says since Gershon is Gayer, so Altsgoy is not a marrier, I can't marry anyway. And once he's a Gayer, he's like a new Gavra, and he can, that's what the Rosh says.
Shouldn't
a
lady kill Hashem because they live with
Dina? What's their dog? Maybe that's so that's Altsdinim, not Altsnus. They didn't all buy Altdina.
No,
only one would buy Altdina. So those who say that was Api Allah, it's because one of Hashem is Dinim.
They were aware.
To have to paskin. And they were aware, and they didn't paskin. What's the average Joe in the street supposed to paskin? So that's what they say, that Ben Nayach is Nidim B'dayin Echad, and everybody was responsible.
She wasn't married anyway,
okay. I don't know. The Isser of be violating Dinim, does it have to be a capital case? It could be. Okay. Leave it as a name. This is the Sifiral Sifalif, which, as I said, so Taisus is bothered by that. Taisus has Rabbeinu Tam, and Taisus is bothered by that, but it doesn't change Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus has the kasha. Okay. Let's move on to Siv Beis. The rest of the Siman is somewhat easier. Siv Beis certainly, for the most part. Siv Beis tells us that the Issel Abayol is a lifetime Isser. It's not a meaning, a Sif Beis. Mishaytziya Baila Be'edei Dovar Mechur. They have to be didactic in the Lashon. I want to remind you, before we said, if it's Dovar Mechur plus Kael, you must divorce her. If it's Edei Kir without a Kael, he's not obligated to divorce her. But if he divorces her, if he divorces her, it's a baila b'davar mechur. If the baal took her out davar mechur, he said then loyti nasei lenitan. She's aser, but imava v'nisa haylei badim loyseitz. This is a drava. So coming back here, misha tzia baila be'edei davar mechur v'nisis la'acher v'girsha. And now the woman went to a totally new marriage. She got divorced from the husband that she was unfaithful to. Allegedly unfaithful to, and now she married someone else, and she had the divorce number two. Harizeh asura li nasei lenitan. She's still asur to the nitan. You might think the isa lenitan is only the initial marriage after the whole problem with her first husband. Says no, it continues. Minei she yatsa b'tachas b'ayla b'glolai. Because she went out of the first husband because of him. This is Lysaitse. Afapisha ain't Lobanim. But there is a cooler. If after the initial incident she got married and there were no children, she would be Taitse. Here, if she got married, even ain't Lobanim, if ain't Lobanim, we allow them to remain married. So that's the first din here in the Sif, and it's not 100% clear if this is talking with a kail or without a kail. The Chalkas Machaik and Beishmur will argue when the Mechabah said the Eidekir, he means Eidekir with a kail, Eidekir without a kail. But okay, it's not a big difference. I mean, it's a big difference if it happens, but it's not a common thing.
But it says, Nisus means the first marriage, he goes back to the first husband.
No, Nisus means the second husband. She had the first, no, I'm sorry, the second Nisus is the first, is not the husband. She can't go to first husband. It's not a grusha. She means the nechshad, the bayal. So she married this man, was presumably unfaithful, and he got divorced. She married someone else and got divorced. Now she goes to the nechshad. So we're saying even now, even though there was a marriage in between, the issur stands. Shnei edim, kol isha shavo shnei edim v'idush zinsa. Im ze, kishoyis etachas baila harishain, harizu teitze mize. If two edim come, even if they come later, after she's already married to a new person, teitze, afapi sheyesh lo kama banim. Why? Once it's an issa deraisa, we don't say they have children, we don't want to be metilas on the children. If you have two edim, that it's an issa deraisa, that she was mamish mizana tachas baila, so there's nothing much to talk about. It's a double push.
Those are real Edim or Edekir?
Edim, real Edim. Real Edim is a deras. Siv Gimel, Kamakir Shabu Teitze, Teitze B'Loik Suva. If she goes out because of Edekir, so she goes out, she doesn't get a Suva. And Vay Tetzmashi, even Edekir B'Lvad, which the husband's allowed to keep her. The husband divorced her because of Edekir. She loses a ksuba, which again is a very logical thing. There are no mefarshim. A sif dalit becomes much more relevant. Yeshayim, in bo edim sheishes is zinsa, tzrichen drisha v'chakira. Here we enter into something new. You have here, usually these type of questions are kept quiet for obvious reasons. A woman's mezana, even letachas baila, nobody wants to publicize anything. Now, if they, husband and wife, agree to get divorced, so shalom Yisrael. I mean, they go on with their lives, and hopefully she'll do tshuva, and there's nothing to talk about. The question is, all these questions, whether they want to stay together, but there were witnesses that she was mezana. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Yeshayimim, the Machlix Rishayim, in Bo Edim Sheshesh Zinsa, Tzrich and Drisha V'Chakira. Now I want to explain what Drisha V'Chakira is and what's going on here in the sefer. It would seem to be simple. All witnesses would seem to need drisha v'chakir. See, after that.
We mentioned before the shayla, are they the source who come to Bezdin?
So that's all these tshuvas. They didn't came to Bezdin, or they came to the Rabbi Yehuda, right? I got to Berakah Yehuda. Someone comes to me and says, "I have a video, so I have to convene a Bezdin." You know, they're not going to come. They're not looking for all this. And they came to me. They said they don't want to go to their local rav where they live because you know they want to know about this stuff.
So
let me explain. So let me explain what's going on here with the whole Yishuv HaKira business. But you have to know the background. First of all, you have to know the Taich. The Drisha v'Chakira, there are two sets of questions that Bezdin asks witnesses. One is called Drisha v'Chakira, and one is called Bedikos, the Baidik D'Eidim. Drisha v'Chakira are, Chazal call it seven questions, that make them Eidah Shati Yochel Azima. You know that Eidim She'i Ati Yochel Azima, if you have witnesses that will be impossible to be mazim them, they're not considered credible or acceptable witnesses. They don't know where they were. They can answer everything, but where it was, they don't remember. So say the shiat yachal azima. No one could say manu yisem b'ma complaining. Chazal call it seven questions. I would have called it two questions: where and when. Where were you? That's one. When. Chazal break it down to seven questions. What time, what day, what month, what year, what set of Shemitah years, Shavuah, I'm even missing one. I don't know what day. They don't ask the week, which parasha it is. But they're all six questions are when. So it's when and where that we question them. If they say, I don't know, even one of them says, I don't know, then we throw out the Eidus. If they contradict each other, of course we throw out the Eidus. That's called Drisha v'Chakira. Then there are Bedikos. What are Bedikos? Bedikos are other questions. You try to ask them, you try to find out if they're credible. Bezdin really wants to find out if they're credible. They asked them, Reuven killed Shimon, so they asked them separately, was Reuven wearing a jacket when he killed him, or was he wearing just a shirt? What's the difference? The difference is, one says he's wearing a jacket, and one says he's wearing a shirt. So, you know, it's like the story, the fellows who missed the test. So they come into the teacher and they say, we were all coming to school and we had a flat tire. So that's why I missed the test. They said, fine, I'll give you a one question test. You put the four in the four corners of the room. He said, write down which tire it was on the paper. Which tire was it? So, you know, so... What's the difference? Tire? No difference. What tire was, but you'll catch them if they're telling the truth or not. You know, it's like so that's bedikas. Bedikas. Which tire was it? You know what exactly happened. Now by bedikas, if he says any idea, we don't passel him. If he says I don't remember, he's wearing a jacket. Not wearing a jacket. I don't know. Was it cloudy? Was it sunny? I don't remember. So we don't throw out Eidus if they say any day on Bedikos, but if they contradict each other, then we throw out the Eidus. The moral of the story is say, I do not recall. This is the best answer. If you know you're telling the truth, don't guess in Bezdin. Don't, I think. You know, if you know, you know. If you don't know, don't guess. That's really... That's called Bedikos. So again, fundamentally... The difference is any idea. If they contradict each other, of course we throw them out. The difference is any idea. Drishas v'chakiris, they say any idea, we throw them out. If they dishyat yachal azima, and on bedikas, we try to catch them. And if we can't, if they say any idea, then they're still legitimate.
Which is first?
Now what? Well, drishas v'chakiris for practical reasons, because it's an easy out if they don't know it. Now, Chazal made a gezeira. This is in the beginning of Hilchos Eidus in Cheshev Mishpat Siman Lamed, that even though min haTorah Eidus shel Mamim needs to be questioned, midrabanan we don't do this set of drishus v'chakiris. Shloi tinel delas v'bnei haloivim. People are going to lend someone money, and when they come to Bezdin, Bezdin start asking them. You saw him lend the money. Was he wearing a jacket? Wasn't he wearing a jacket? Was he wearing a tie? Wasn't he wearing a tie? And they're gonna lose their money easily because you'll catch them. So Shloitinal Delsab Ne Lava, Chazal made a universal rule. All Dine Mamin, not only Havais. By all Dine Mamin, we don't need Rishus HaKiris, we still need the where and the when, but because it has to be a Deshat Yachalazima to Paskin. But otherwise we don't do Jewish Hakiris by Dine Mamin.
So why they all be Dine Mamin?
Because they're all Dine Mamin, it's gonna result in Timel Dels Ne Lavan, it's gonna result in not wanting to go to Besdin. It's Dine Mamin, you know, if somebody goes to Besdin, you say, look, Pishul Chanor, if you lose, all right, then they're not gonna be happy. But if you're going to go and you're going to say, well, he's wearing a jacket, he's not wearing a jacket, then it's going to cause, it causes issues.
You don't have person of reason when they're trying to figure out that it seems like...
So it's kafi rois eine hadayin. That's what it says. It says that if the dayin, kafi rois eine hadayin, if he sees. There's a famous gra in Mishlei. The gra says, kol dayin shadin din emes lamitai. Is a shutif like a shbracha ma'aseh bereishis. So that's a gemara. It's not a pasuk of Mishnah. It's a gemara in Sanhedrin. So he says, "Kol dain shadon din emes la'amitai." What's emes la'amitai and emes not la'amitai? The gross says you can't be a dain. You need to be a baki in two things: at the baki in halacha, and you have to be a baki in mili de alma, in understanding people. Because sometimes you have emes, everything they're saying checks out. It's not lamita. You could schmeck that there's something wrong. He says the dying that's done din emes is not good enough. He has to be done din emes lamita. He has to see the people and get a sense of the people, and try to schmeck on. So those type of questions we ask. But to say that if they contradict each other or whether he's wearing a tie or not, so that by din emamulinov. So here we have a machlokes. By Dine Nefashis and Malkis, you need Jewish Hakir. Dine Mamin, the rules of Jewish Hakir are full off, of a Bidika full off. Question is, what about Lesser Rishalabaila? Where does that fall in? So there are two Shitas in the Rishayim. The Mechaba says Yeshayimrim, and there's a Fakati Yeshayimrim. Then in both ways, there's Insat Srichan Jewish Hakir. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, and I think this is, it says in the Tshuvas Nei Behuda as well, but Aruch HaShulchan is much clearer. He says, Shneyam Emes. How could they be Shneyam Emes? He said, both true. You need Yishe Chakira, you don't need Yishe Chakira. Shneyam Emes. The old Chalm story, two sides came to a Rav, with a Din Tairus. So one of them says something, he says, you're right. The other says, Fakir, he says, you're right. So the Rebbetzin says, Rebbe, they can't both be right. He says, you're also right. So here, the Aruch HaShulchan says they're both right. Why? Because he says the following. He says that l'chatchila, we do drishus v'chakiris, we do bedikis, we do everything. And in the l'chatchila, that we do. The Aruch HaShulchan says, by Edei Kiyor, if they say any idea drishus hakiris, we accept it anyway. When it says yeshayim yitzchichen ede drishus hakiris, it means we do drishus hakiris, but we knock it down to the level of bedikas. If they contradict each other, we're not going to accept them. But if they say any idea, they're saying edes hakir, so there. We're going to accept them here, and because here, why? He says very geshmaka reason. Lachar, it doesn't make sense. Why, if they say any day, I say the shati achalazima. He says a very beautiful explanation. He says, remember, what's Sif Dalet talking about? Eidus she'eshes is zinsa. They say we saw znus. Two Eidim came, and they say we saw the maisus nus mamish. So we ask them where. And now they need a day, they don't know where. Our Hashem says, so that ain't Sri, we accept them. How can you accept them? So to our Hashulchan, 1 minute. We just learned that we ask Re'isha Tabayla based on Eide Kiyur itself, who didn't see Zinus Bechlau. If you have Eide Kiyur with a Koel, if you have a circumstantial evidence, we learn in Sifal, if you ask her, you show the Bible. If two witnesses say, we saw Zinus, and they don't know, they don't know the place, it's no worse than Eide Kiyur with a rumor. It's no worse than the examples that we had in Sifalim. And mainly he says that that's why Shneim Emes, it's Emes that we ask the questions, and if we catch up contradicting each other, we'll throw it out. But it's also Emes that they say any idea, it's no worse than Eide Kiyur. Not only that, he says a Nintze Echamim Karav Apostle. You know, if you have three witnesses saying together, one is a relative, so we throw out the whole kadedim. Nimseh charev pasul, we pasul everything. He says over here, she'll still be asul about it. Because nimseh charev pasul, the other two don't have a din edus. You still have two people saying, we saw Zinus. That's worse than edekir in the koil. It's far worse than edekir, like you're off on a technicality. But we know there was a Zinus as much as edekir of Sifalim. So this is how the Aruch HaShulchan resolves the Geshmak explanation. I believe that Night Behudin is Tshuva, which the Pesachei Tshuva sends you to here, is saying the same thing. But it does turn out that you need some level of Kabbalah Seidus in a Beis Din. And look at the Ramah. The Ramah requires even more. The Ramah in Siv Dalet, Ein LeKabel Eidus Shalai Before now, Valen Shnei Baila. The Ramah says more. He says, Kabbalah Seidus has to be like in Beis Din. It's Gezeres HaKasev, but who would be Baila? That when Eidus is said, the Bailam have to be there. What's the logic to that? We have a raya, there's no logic. In American law, there's the right of the accused to confront his accuser. But the... we know it's Xeris HaKasev, because the Gemara says when they say Eidus on a Shara Niskal, we bring the Shara to Beis Din. So it can't be Eina the Meispano Nei Shara Nibiv Nei Ashar. So it can't be because he has a right to confront his accuser. So we understand, but what the Bailam is Xeris HaKasev, that the Bailam have to be there, and that's the halacha here, that you need the Bailam. It's a what? If it's a shark, kavachem or a bow?
No.
The bow is even seichel. He should be there. Okay. You know, it's very it's difficult. When people come to a rav, and they whisper to him that they saw something going on, and you tell them, all right, let me call the husband and wife in. They're going to run for the hills. They're coming to whisper to you. They're not going to their Rav, they're going to another Rav. I once had a case where someone came and said, I'm not telling you my last name. You know, I want to tell you something. And they're not interested. The lemaisa of it is they're not interested in making a confrontation. That's not what they want to do. They walk into a Rav and they say, listen. What? All right. If you know the kasher edim, even if you know that all the tshuvas about this talk about this, the Nei Behuda, the Kiveger, were all shalei b'fnei ha'ish v'ish. All the cases, because they weren't willing.
So doing something here. All these cases, says
they're going to ask them into a husband.
So
a woman to a husband. It's not a Beis Din. Nei Behuda, they came to Nei Behuda. He didn't see it and set up a Beis Din. He was sitting and learning, and they walked in.
How do you accept them? You have to know the
art. So let's see. You're right. You have to find out who they are. Well, you find they are. They're still not willing to make a confrontation. And if they are, they are. But they're usually not.
But what you're saying is a person supposed to go to the person or just keep quiet?
Two Eidim Shazin, sir. So passes, they have to come. The Shaila that Nabi Yehuda and the Rapalm said you don't go is when a Yachid knows. So it's telling him whether he'll be believed. But two Eidim, Pashas and Mechayitu. They know Midas Treif, they have to say if they know Isha Surah Labayla.
Two Eidim, they have to be made, that's only in that.
Nobody
has to force them. You can't force them to be made. Yeah, but the Torah is mechayev them to be made. It's a lav to withhold eidus. Yeah, I understand the Bezdin. So now the question is, when the two eidim come to Nabi Yehuda, and they say, we're not going to Bezdin. Well, let's say even he has a Bezdin, but we're not confronting the husband and wife. What do you do then? A pialocha that mechuyev to say, in other words, all kavish edusa is chayv malchus.
But in Bezdin, if
there is in Bezdin. Okay, so you call it, so you're nachinami. You're right. Then I'm mechuyev to say to a yachid. You're right.
I think what the Bali does is, you can't confront the Eden.
So you're saying is, if the Eidim, we should tell the Eidim, listen, you guys make up your mind. You want to be Eidim, follow the rules. You want to be Eidim, don't follow the rules. All right. So if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, we have a couple of minutes, Yud Ches, he talks about it. See, he's talking about when it is a Beis Din, but not in front of the husband and wife. So I'll try, Yud Ches is long, I'll try to point out the Rashi Prakim. The beginning of Yud Ches, Ayim B'tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, Siman Ayim Beis, Shekosav, Da'af T'Bedida D'Day D'Skabla Eidah Shalei B'Fnei Baal Shalei B'Fnei Aisha, presumably it was a Beis Din, but not in front of them, Ein zeh heter klal. The Mechaber said that you need. Let's see what he says. Ein zeh heter klal. Dine. Zeh vadai. This bar b'chay shem mishma simuchav ches l'pav mekabla eid shloi b'fnei bal din. There are cases where you can accept that in front of him. Kamai. Shalchu lei v'lei ba. He refuses to come to Beis Din. See mekabla eid this. Ayhu v'eid of chaylim. Ukedayma. Well, they're sick and they can't get together. Now, if one is a chayla, you go to the chayla. But if the Baal Din and the Eidim are both chayla, so you can't bring one to the other, even Okadayma, don't think that Makabal Eidis, when you can't do a buffon of Altefka Bezen Hefka, it's not true. Now, there are some Achrayim behold it is Altefka Bezen. Don't think it's Altefka Bezen Dafka Dine Mamru, okay? No. Eladima hu, hachi hu. His case was that the government forbade a Beis Din from sitting. So this is a tzad that b'di'eved will mekabel eidus shalei b'fneihem. This is the tzad of the Nabi Yehuda. He does not end up this way. He ends up this way. He ends up that eidus shalei b'fneihem is good. Then he brings a me'iri, a few lines down, a middle little line, v'arav ha'me'iri b'chidushav, says, eskimu chakmei bertzalini shabiyin isur mekabel shalei b'fnei bezen, sheschusulai, l'hafrish mina isur. He brings a me'iri that says when it's a schus for the person, you're going to tell him your wife is asa to you, or the meat is asa to you. Then you come back out, he brings the meiri, and then at the end he says, if it's efshur lahamtin, and to do it b'fadav, it's the best thing, but if not, you can be meikel, and Rabbi Kivager says the same thing, even though it's a very shemachaber. I want to tell you, there is one issue, this is an issue, but you're right, you need Beis Din. But the question whether you need b'fadav, there is a very serious issue about eidus. Every eidus has to be, it can't be that eidim say this today, they come tomorrow and they say, we made a mistake yesterday. You made a mistake. We gave them a misa this morning. What are you telling me you made a mistake? So we have a rule of kivin she'egid shomein echayzel magid. We tell them, listen, whatever you say today, you can't back down. Keep in shingin shomein achayzel magid. Now, it's a very serious thing. Eidus that's missing, keep in shahigid, is not eidus. What that means, sometimes people say, I have a recording. How do you know that he owes you money? I recorded a phone conversation. Or I hid eidim in the closet and they heard him be made. That's not admissible in Bezdin. In Bezdin, the person could say, Mishata Yisibach, I was joking with you. Or I made a mistake, I remembered later. I remembered, at that time I thought I owe you money, then I remembered I paid you. If you're missing Kibin Shigin Shavena Chayzo Magid, it's not admissible. Now, I would tell people, bring it to Besdin, play the recording, and see what he says. Now, if he says, you're right, you're stuck. If he says, I was lying, so then it's not approved. There's one exception. If you say, Atanedai, if you take two witnesses in front of him, and he says, yes, I owe you money, and you say, Atanedai, you're my witnesses, he said it, and he acknowledges that, that's acceptable. That's acceptable in Beis Din because Atamedai, we have an umdina, we have an assumption that what he's saying is truthful. But generally speaking, people can back out. The Beis Shmuel on the right side, Teich Devarav, in the top piece is Tazayas on the top line, but in the first narrow line, he mentions this. He says, "Ain't you the Rabbah? Ain't Mordechai? If he idu b'lay Jishiv Chakira, Yechaylin Lazar. If it's an Edis, that's not a. He's not going on Shloim Befanav. He's going even without Jishiv Chakira. Yechaylin Lazar. They could say we change our mind. We until their Edis is a complete Edis, pi halacha, they can be chayzer. So this causes something of an issue in these types of testimony, which I guess is for the best." Yechayl al-Azhar means it's not a binding testimony, and it's sort of an out, and it's a way to make the testimony go away. Which is, obviously, if the husband and wife want to get divorced, they're not going to Beis Din. We're talking a case where they want to stay together. This is sort of a possible way out.
Why do we say the Shachar Nibach is also
Because we tell him, say, you can't change your mind. If you meet someone in the street, there's no Kibin Shehigid. You know what the Chavis Da says? If a man comes, the Sheikhid says, this chicken is Nevela. But this meat, I messed up the Shechita. The person he's saying it to, Eidech Misurin. Beyond that, you believed. Chavis Da says you have a right to call him to Beis Din. Because maybe he's Meshata Yisibach. Chavis Da says, Hilchas Nida, Kupay Hei. He says you have a right to call him to Beis Din and say, tell Beis Din that it's treif. Tell Beis Din, because otherwise, tomorrow you'll. This answers Reb Chaim's famous kasha. When you learn the Makis in Yeshiva, on the first Mishnah, Reb Chaim Brisket, the Shea Grach, he asks, what's the first mission? You'll remember. Shtei Edim say, that grusha bet chalutza hizu. Right? And then there's Zayimim. So what do we do? So Rashi says, how do you know it's a bet grusha? They say, we were there. We saw the divorce. We saw the mother's divorce before he married the Kayim. Right? So Reb Chaim says, what are you doing in Beis Din? A man saw a woman get divorced. And now, she goes, she marries a Kayin, has a child, and then they show up and they say, we saw the divorce. So now we're going to make them Zaymanin. What are you doing in Beis Din? If you're eating meat, and I know it doesn't have a Hechsher, I take you to Beis Din? I'm going to take you to Beis Din. I go over to you, I say, the meat is treif. If someone's a Kayin who wants to marry a Grusha, I go over and I say, listen, you're marrying a Grusha. Why is this a Maisa Beis Din? We don't give Malkus. We're not, if you want to give us Ra, you'll get Malkus. Why is it a Maisa Beis Din? Reb Chaim is Matmiya on the Hechatims of the first Mishnah.
Because he doesn't want the
Chavis Da says is if someone tells you something is Trey for a woman's a Grusha, you have a right to insist they come to Beis Din. Tomorrow they say, Mishata Yisi, I forgot, I made a mistake, I confused it with someone else. We only have an umdina, someone's telling the truth. When Kivish Higgin, we say, I've got to say this is best. I will finish this simon, and we'll start your days, Yisrael Hashem, next week.